In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When God gave his commandments to Moses at the top of the Mount Sinai, they were written in two different tables of stone. On the first table, there were three commandments, and on the second table, seven commandments. On the first table were the commandments concerning God Himself. First commandment, I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. Second, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. And the third, thou shalt keep holy the day of the Lord. And on the second table were the commandments concerning our neighbor. Fourth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. Fifth, thou shalt not kill. Sixth, thou shalt not commit adultery. Seventh, thou shalt not steal. Eighth, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Ninth, thou shalt not desire your neighbor's wife. And tenth, thou shalt not desire your neighbor's goods. So we see that the commandments of God are divided in two parts. First of all come the commandments concerning God, and then the commandments concerning our neighbor. And that's why our Lord talks about two great commandments: to love God above all things, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. The love of God implies the accomplishment of the three first commandments. And the love of our neighbor implies, necessarily, the accomplishment of the seven other commandments of God. So when St. Paul says that love is the accomplishment of the law, he's not talking about a feeling. But what he intends to say is that if I love God, I'm going to accomplish the commandments concerning God. And if I love my neighbor, I'm going to accomplish the commandments concerning my neighbor. Because, my brethren, love is concrete. It has to be incarnate in works. Otherwise, it's just an illusion. Our Lord Himself said, if you love me, you are going to keep my commandments. What means that if I don't keep His commandments, If I don't keep his commandments, I do not love him. At least not above all things. My brethren, I place in front of you the commandments of God, commandments which I hold you all know by heart. Because these commandments should always be in front of our eyes in order to guide our actions, in order to guide our ways. And on this feast of the Holy Family, it seems appropriate to take a look at the fourth commandment of the law of God, and to reflect about our family life. So, this commandment to honor our father and our mother comes right after the commandments concerning God Himself. What shows clearly how important it is in the eyes of God, the respect toward our parents. And how grave it is, the sin that we commit against them. Because our parents have something of the sacredness of God, and we are to be always respectful towards them. Even when we may not agree with what they say, we have to be always respectful towards them. To respect our parents, to be obedient, to help them in all their needs, is not an option. It is a commandment of God. So on this day we should ask ourselves, if we have been faithful to this obligation, do I honor my parents the way God wants me to? This fourth commandment concerns especially our parents, but by extension, we could say that it also concerns the other members of our family. The members of our family are our neighbors, the closest ones. And they are the first ones to whom we all respect and love. Our family has to be, after God, the most important thing for us. But how many times we see people in church praying like angels, but when they go home, They act like demons. How many times we see people talking and laughing with friends, but they are silent and angry with the members of their own family? How many times it happens? And sometimes even with us. We are charitable with the ones from outside, but we forget charity with the ones from inside our house. We all know that sometimes in family life there are misunderstandings, there are problems, we can get hurt. However, we cannot allow these things to become like walls to separate one from another. Forgiveness is really the only thing that can destroy these walls that the devil tries to build inside our families. He's the devil. His work is to divide. But we need to forgive. As God forgives us, so we should also forgive. We have to forgive our parents. We have to forgive our children. To forgive our siblings, our spouse, and all those who may have hurt us in any way. Forgiveness is a liberation. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's what we say when we pray. So we have to forgive in order to be forgiven. And we have to remember that each member of the family is responsible for the peace inside the house. Each one has to learn how to live peacefully with the other. And in order to have peace, we have to learn how to sacrifice. To sacrifice what I want. To sacrifice what I would prefer to do. In order to have peace with one another. As long as something is not sinful, we should always be ready to sacrifice our own point of view in order to have peace. As long as something is not sinful. However, if something is offensive to God, we cannot close our eyes and pretend everything is fine. But nowadays, how many parents watch their children walking in the wrong path? And they don't say anything. My daughter goes out alone with her boyfriend, but I don't see any problem. My son stays up all night on the internet, but I think it's okay. Perhaps these parents see the problem, but they are too afraid to hurt feelings or to have an argument. Well, don't we need to have peace? Yes, we need to have peace, but true peace, not a false peace that sacrifices the truth of God. If the children have the grave obligation to respect the parents, the parents have the grave obligation to protect their children. Dear parents, God has entrusted your children to your care. And on the day of the judgment, He is going to ask you, where are the children that I entrusted to you, so you may help them to go to heaven? Where are they? And you will have to answer. Nowadays, many parents sin gravely by omission because they don't take enough care of their children. And what I mean here is the care for their souls, care for their eternal salvation. Some parents do the beautiful sacrifice to homeschool their children, so they may be preserved from so many evils. However, at the same time, they allow their children to have free access to the internet. You fight so hard to preserve your children from so many dangers. And then you just open the doors to the devil. Please try to understand what I'm saying. I'm not against technology, but we need to be aware of its real dangers. Let's be clear. How many children lose their innocence and get entangled in so many bad habits, while their parents simply close their eyes? As a father, as a mother, you are responsible to remove from the life of your children all the obstacles that could prevent them from going to heaven. You must remove all these stones that may cause them to fall. May it be someone. May it be something, whatever it may be. That's your part. That's your role. That is your obligation before Almighty God. So pray and ask God to give you wisdom to know how to raise your children in the fear and in the love of God. And don't be afraid to do what is right. God will help you. So pray for your children. Pray with your children. Pray as a family. Because only the family that prays together stays together. Teach our children the way of the Lord, and they will never depart from it. So children, respect your parents. Parents, take good care of your children. And may the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph protect our families from all dangers, visible and invisible, so we may all be one day in union with God in heaven, and already in this life in union with one another as well. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.